All right, it's been a week since the start of Lent, and I've definitely been met with challenges. Ultimately, I am blessed to have been met with these challenges and to have the opportunity to rise to each challenge. The contrast to that blessing is that I have shame, guilt, and humility. Anyway, today's parable is the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Jesus shares this parable before he foretells of the crucifixion to his disciples. And today's reading is from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And I believe this is the only instance of this parable. Yes, yes, it is. Okay, so here we are. Matthew chapter 20, starting at verse 1 through 16. Jesus is speaking. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius for the day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to those he said, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." And so they went. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day long?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last group to the first." When those hired about the 11th hour came, each one received a denarius. When those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day." But he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go, but I wish to give this last man the same as you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I am generous?" So the last shall be first, and the first last.